This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Amley. Gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer gave us some homework last week. He told us to get some garlic to plant. Henry's on the line now to tell us just how to do it. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rick.
Henry, you wrote this week that this is the time for planting garlic. Is it easy to grow?
It's the easiest crop that I grow. I plant it, I mulch it, I harvest it. It's as simple as that.
That does sound pretty simple. Where do you get seed garlic?
Right now, it's a little problematical. I got some at a farmer's market this past Saturday. Some garden centers will have it. Some seed companies will have it. But what you're looking for really is a locally grown garlic from a farm stand or from a farmer's market is the best.
Okay, you can't just go to the grocery store and pick up some store garlic.
No, because it's grown in California. There are two types of garlic, hardneck garlic and softneck garlic. Hardneck garlic is winter hardy here. Softneck garlic, the kind that comes from California, is not. Not only that, most garlic in the grocery store has been treated so it won't sprout.
So what kind of garlic should we be looking for when we're going shopping?
Hardneck garlic. It has a stiff stem coming right out of the middle of the bulb.
Any tricks for planting it?
Yes. Garlic likes a rich, fluffy soil. I always add some compost before planting it. I make some furrows about 8 inches apart, and I sprinkle some organic fertilizer into the furrow, and then I stir that up a little bit with a hand tool, and then I'm ready to plant.
And you write this week that you got to make sure that you plant it right side up.
That's right. Pointy end up. And there's a little scar on the bottom of the clove of garlic, which will also help you figure out which end is up if you've never done it before. Plant them about the width of your hand, one from another, and 2 to 3 inches deep.
Now, how do you protect it for winter?
I put about a foot of fluffy mulch hay over the top of the bed, and then that'll compact over the winter with rain and snow and give you about 3 inches of a pretty dense mulch. That not only keeps the bulbs a little bit warmer during the winter, but mainly its function is to prevent weeds from growing in the spring and summer.
And anything you can do to prevent weeding, I think, is well worth doing.
Absolutely.
So growing garlic, it's straightforward. It's relatively easy. Any other reasons to do it?
Garlic is a very healthy item. People for hundreds of years have been touting it as good for your health. Some scientists believe that it helps to fight cancer. I've read that if you prepare your garlic 10 minutes before throwing it in the frying pan, that those cancer-fighting compounds survive better and are healthier for you. But the bottom line is garlic is tasty.
And it keeps vampires away.
It does.
Plant now for summer flavor. Check out Henry Hohmeyer's thoughts on garlic and all things organic gardening. In fact, you'll find a link at nhpr.org to Henry's site. Thanks so much, Henry.
Thank you, Rick.